Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, April 8th, 2019. We're going to talk about whether or not Salt and his wife are bad people. Annie's boyfriend, hashtag not boyfriend, wants to meet her parents. Kennedy had a weekend fail. And we have a new term on the show. It's called Carson level petty. I am petty. It is one of my worst attributes. I just let things that don't matter really get under my skin, and then I'll put it on social media.
You take it to the next level. Like, you come at people who don't come at you.
That's true.
You want people, like,
that's
you
terrible.
You think things are funny sometimes that simply are not, but you don't give up and you power through.
I guess it was about a month ago when it really hit me, because so obviously Can't Be Kennedy is something that is very near and dear to our heart. It is a game that we love, and people are ripping it off all over the country. Even in here in Boston, people are ripping it off and presenting it as something else.
It's kind of an unwritten rule in town, you know, if somebody does something, you don't steal that from them.
Right.
It's like first come, first serve basis in radio, and we've always abided by that over the years.
Exactly. And it's flattering that now there's probably 40 or 50 radio stations around the country that play Can't Be Kennedy.
But don't say probably. We know the exact number.
And they didn't even change the name. They call it Can't Beat Whoever. Like, right. They would not even creative enough to change the name. And so we have a radio station that's within our company. We're owned by a big company called Entercom. And so there's another show that we let have our questions all the time, because
by
we were
that,
told
you mean
to.
Dan emails them to him every
we
single day.
We were told to.
Mm-hmm. Or her.
So recently, Dan stopped doing it. It was like, listen, write your own questions, right?
Yeah.
The guy writes us an email essentially yelling at us for not doing his work for him on another show in another market. So this is when I get really petty. And I go on the social media and call out this dude. And I'm just like, I'm over it. You're stealing from us. We've been giving it to you for years. Shut your pie hole. And I go at this guy. And then his producer sends me a message back.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yes, she sends me a message back laughing because she knows that I'm being whatever.
I wish I had more examples. Let me just look up your Twitter. I'm sure I can.
Well, Salt put this together for us, Kennedy. Have you heard this yet?
I have.
There's petty, untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson level petty, untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson level petty.
Yeah, it to a new level.
Let me grab you some.
Yes.
DJ Pauly D tweets out, shout out to my homie, Kyrie Irving. Carson tweets out, Kyrie is only 6'3".
Because for no reason.
For no
reason. You
had no
reason to interject yourself into that conversation.
Because he looked like he was about 4 foot tall standing next to Kyrie, and I thought Pauly D was taller than that.
From Carson Taker. I'm so excited to announce that for the 15th consecutive year, the Carson and Kennedy Show has not been nominated for nor won any morning show award.
Oh, that's my pinned tweet. I've had that one up there for a long time. That irks me so bad.
You're just like...
16 years we've been hosting the show, Annie.
You're the king of subtweeting or sub-Instagramming or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're just... I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Just, people have digs and people go passive aggressive, but you just take it to a next level.
I don't know why and where it came from. You know, like, my mother didn't have social media, so it wasn't like she was doing this.
No, you're just...
I don't know. And my dad's not like that. I think it's more my mom than my dad. I don't know if my dad is petty like this. It's 617-931-1234 if you want to share a story, by the way, of being Carson-level petty. Or we'll see if you've made it to my level.
Yeah,
or if
I
you're just
know.
A rookie.
It's hard.
I'm playing in the major leagues.
You really are.
Yeah, you really are.
TB12 tweets. Tom Brady outlasting Gronk is another incredible sign of his longevity. Carson, hashtag humble brag.
Like, you're just, you just twist the knife.
Casey Musgrave said, wow, precisely what the record was created for, dancing on your boat at sunset with light choreo and cigars. That was for the Jonas Brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And no rhythm. Carson Taker.
I wrote, hey, right there, I fixed your tweet.
Ruthless.
I didn't know you've been collecting these.
Right?
She doesn't have to.
I don't have to.
She's literally just going just down your feed.
Carson, you could log on to anything. Anything.
The collection is your Twitter feed.
This is my tweets.
This is your Instagram.
This is my wife doesn't do Twitter.
Your wife texting you and you correcting her.
Immediately. Every single tweet about Robert Kraft. Hashtag I'm shocked. No one. My wife just called. She has to drive from Charlestown to Hyde Park, then back again. Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
She's like, I have to drive across town. I'm like, really?
Oh, so sorry.
Thoughts and prayers.
I don't. I'm all done.
I thought you were collecting these.
Nope.
Those are just my most recent tweets.
I just didn't have to.
No.
Anyway. All right. 617-931-1234. If you want to be Carson level petty.
I want to be an all-star and petty like you.
No. We're getting t-shirts made, just FYI.
Oh, can't wait. KLP, bro.
KLP forever!
KLP? Is that what we're calling it?
KLP, absolutely. KLP.
Hashtag KLP? Yeah.
Hashtag KLP. Let's make it happen.
There's Petty, untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson level petty, untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson, level petty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So, are Salt and Sarah just horrible, horrible people?
No. Yeah.
I feel like you got pretty Carson level petty over the weekend. Tell everybody what you witnessed while you were at the pet store.
Okay, so my wife and I, we usually go out like one day a week to run errands, and it's our family day out.
Yay! Solid day.
So we had to go and we had to pick up pet food for the animals, and we're in the pet store, and you know when you see a child, and you know now that we're parents, we kind of understand a little bit more, although CP's not really running around and acting crazy and everything like that, but there was a kid in the store. He was probably between like 6 and 8. Just acting like a jerk. I hate to say it, but, you know, he was. Mm-hmm. And his mom just didn't care. Ugh. Was just letting him go everywhere and just, you know, he's banging on the cages and stuff. And you're like, I would never want this kid to have a pet in his life. This is just the kid you want to keep away from animals. Mm-hmm. It just seems like he's just being a jerk. And so he's running around. We're in line and we're getting ready to get our food, you know, to check out. And his mom's up there and she's paying and she's not paying attention to him at all. And the kid reaches over and he grabs one of those dog biscuits, you know, that looks like a cookie.
I know where this is going.
So, you know, he goes and they're beautiful cookies. You know, they're beautiful looking dog biscuits. They look, you know, most people would get confused by this. Mm-hmm. And they're all organic. You know, they're all, you know, made with normal
stuff. They're full of nutrition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for humans.
You could live on that if you had to.
Especially for an 8-year-old boy. So, kid starts chomping on it. Now, a normal couple would probably stop this before it happened because we witnessed the whole thing. No.
Nope.
I literally looked at Sarah and I looked at her and we kind of had this like silent like, you want to say anything? She's like, nah. She's like, nah, me neither.
So did you just sit there and watch the kid eat it?
And then this is when I went Carson level petty on the situation.
Carson level petty.
Because this kid, you know, if he had been like a, you know, nicer kid, I would have been like, oh, hey, you know, don't eat that, Johnny. Hey, whatever. Don't put that in your mouth. But this is, at this point, the kid's just gnawing on it. I'm like, he's probably not even going to try and pay for that either. So then I go, hey, lady, your kid's eating a dog biscuit.
Level petty.
I announced to everybody. There was three people behind us in line. There was three cashier registers. So they were all full of people.
So funny.
And I called that mom. I was like, your kid's eating a dog biscuit.
I thought you were going to say you pretended to eat one just to make sure he took a bite.
No.
Oh my God.
Another one. This is so tasty.
Are you hungry?
No.
I don't think you're horrible people.
I'm just going to say, I think we got a discount from that cashier. I don't know.
We got a text from the 774. Those biscuits are human grade. Let them live.
Yep, let them live.
Carson, level petty.
I love it. I love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy had a fail over the weekend, an epic fail over the weekend that she has said she will share with us this morning.
What a day to be alive, friends. So it all began Saturday afternoon when I got an email from my bank saying that my card had been compromised. Now, we all knew this was coming. It was just a matter of when.
Of course.
It happens quarterly, right?
So, no, that was my email.
Oh.
So I call Bank of America. They fix it all. They say, yes, your card was compromised from a thing that I had like 8 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Strivectine? I'm like, Strivectin? You know, like the cream for your face. Yeah. Like, I got a monthly subscription to that like a mm-hmm. billion years ago that I haven't used in forever. So anyways, she's like, yes, it looks like it's been compromised. You know, we can just leave this open or you can shut off your card and get a new card. And I'm like, well, I should probably shut off the
card and get
a new card, right?
Let's shut her down, right?
I don't know much about money, but I think that. So
you're looking at my account right now. You see what's in there.
So we did that.
Let's just shut it down.
And I'm like, when do I get a new card? And she goes, 4 to 6 days. And I'm like, oh.
Let's go.
She goes, but if you want, you can stop by one of our offices and get one today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Saturday after 2. Show me a bank open Saturday after 2. Hard to find. Not to mention, find an actual brick and mortar bank.
Yeah, you have to go in
Chelsea
to a place.
So I have no money, but you know, whatever.
Well, you had no money in the account, so there was nothing.
It was
to
payday.
Have.
It was payday.
She had a little
what?
Bit.
There was money in there. Friday was payday, buddy.
Yeah, but so. I know you.
Rent hadn't come out yet.
Oh.
I know you.
So then on
payday,
Sunday,
like that matters.
Pay hour.
I know, right? Look, I have money in my account
pay
for
minute.
12 minutes.
It's the pay minute.
Yay. Or did you just float the check until Monday so you could act like you had money?
I actually
money
stick
until...
pinholes down in the yeah. bottom so that the check reader
can't
read
clear.
It.
It doesn't
clear. Old. People are like, what? What's a check? So anyway, Sunday I was just not feeling great. So I figured, you know what? It's sunny. Go outside, Kennedy. Yep. Go outside. And I figured I'd go to my favorite place, which is the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, mm-hmm. And go see my favorite painting, which is El Jaleo. And usually that just resets my brain. I feel better.
Okay.
You know, it's a pretty thing.
It's a big weekend in the city, though. I noticed there's a lot of people around.
Well, that's because it was 65 degrees.
It was gorgeous.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So I get to Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum with my member card, ready to walk right in. The line is around the block. It's gorgeous outside, people. Why are you going inside museums? The MFA, same thing. So I was like, all right, fine. I'll go give myself some lunch. I'm going to treat myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to Capitol Grill because I like Capitol Grill and because they take credit cards.
Do you have a credit card?
One.
Oh, that's so it's not maxed out?
It's no.
It's a Home Depot card, but they'll make do.
Did you open one Saturday yeah. afternoon?
It's an American Express card. It was gifted to me by somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise known as a gift card, but I'm treating it as an Amex.
So you were going out with a gift card.
Yeah. Well, I was only taking myself out, so it's not bad for somebody else.
But she knew she wasn't going to take advantage of
her own generosity.
How
were you going to Uber to work on Monday if you didn't have a gift card?
I drove my car. My car's fine. So I didn't drive it all weekend, so it's impossible. So there's a win for me. So I get to Capitol Grill at like 12:30.
With your gift card.
It's close.
Of what? Course it is.
It's open for lunch every day of the week, but closed on Sundays, apparently.
Of course Sundays, they don't do lunch.
It's so funny because this story so far, if you just don't know you.
Yeah.
It sounds like the story of like an 18-year-old.
It's it like really does.
That their bank account got shut down for the first time and they're right. trying to figure out how to make do.
It was less about
going
the
money. Going out to eat on a credit card. I mean, on a gift card.
Well, you know, I had the money to do it. It's more about to me, though. Everything just...
Oh, yeah.
So then I thought I'd go across the street to my favorite dive bar, Bukowski's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Which yeah. I love. I go there a lot. It's a secret hideaway place. And then I realize I have no cash. Bukowski's is cash only. And guess what's not working? Oh, yeah, my debit card.
Oh, Kennedy.
Yeah, you can't get cash out on your gift card.
Hard to do. Hard to do, Carson, yes.
And at this point, are you trying to sell your gift card at a gas station?
Right?
Did you go on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I'll trade you, bro.
I'll fill up your tank if you'll give me $20.
Move. Yes, that's what I was going to do.
I have an $87 Amex gift card for $12.
No, there's $200 in there, yo. That's why
allegedly.
That's why I was going to Capitol Grill. No, I pulled that one right out the envelope. It'd been sitting there waiting, hidden, so I wouldn't use it. So at this
point, do you hide money around your apartment for situations like this?
Well, you shouldn't hide it. You should use it.
No, if it's always around, then there won't be any left for moments like this that I need to go to Capitol Grill and get shut down. So it is at this point that I say, blanket, I'm going home.
No.
I marched my happy ass right down to the T and went home.
Did your Charlie card
work? How did you get on the T?
I had a Charlie card in my purse.
My Charlie card got hacked.
I have a Charlie card in my car. I have a Charlie card in my purse. I have a Charlie card in a pocket, usually, just in the case.
Wow. Just in case.
So I pretty much came home, got under the covers, and called it a day.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't... Anything that happened that day wasn't going to be good after that.
I needed a mulligan. I really did.
You really do.
So then this morning, I'm like, all right, today's going to be a great day. Rain. So anyway, we have nowhere to go but up, children. We have nowhere to go
yes,
but up.
Yes, that's what I like to hear.
Ellen from the 603 just texted us and said, Kennedy has tuckies.
I don't. That would be money. Right. I have gift cardies.
I'll give you my tuckies.
I don't want a nanny. Don't steal from Lori Dow.
I'm sorry,
I got a
Kennedy.
Couple.
I'm sorry.
That which doesn't like kill you makes you stronger, right. And it makes for funny radio.
Very If it's any consolation to you, Kennedy, Barrett ended his Sunday in tears as well.
Oh.
His lacrosse team lost like 22-2.
And he cried?
Oh, he was hurt. Yeah. Oh, well, he said to us, he's like, but I scored a goal. And we're like, son, did you not? Scoreboard, did you not?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, you lost by 50 points.
I take the small victory.
But he also got taken out to a restaurant after that. So that's where he's got you beat.
And he has more money in his savings account than you do.
Can't.
Fact, not opinion.
Should have gone to the 99. It's always open.
Still haven't been to the 99.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So a Darwin Award is given when someone does something stupid and ends up dying from it.
Right.
There's also an honorable mention for the Darwin Award. That's when you get seriously injured from something stupid that
Correct.
You did. This could be the Darwin Award of the year, and we're only in April. A suspected rhino poacher was killed by an elephant and then devoured by lions in a South African national park where a search team only managed to recover his skull.
The circle of life.
And a pair of pants.
I bet you they were cargo pants.
Mm-hmm.
The man met his fate last week after entering the Kruger National Park with four accomplices with the aim of... hunting rhinos.
Oh yeah. Boy. There's like eight left.
They do it. And when you go on safari, the safari guides carry guns. And while we were there, they did. They shot a guy for trying to poach a rhino.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is the Wild West.
An elephant attacked the alleged poacher, and his accomplices claimed to have carried his body to the road so that passersby could find it in the morning. Then they vanished from the park. A search party scoured the area in search of his remains and eventually made the gruesome find. Indications found at the scenes suggested that a pride of lions had devoured the remains, leaving only the skull and a pair of pants.
That is everything it should be.
They say entering Kruger National Park illegally and on foot is not wise. It holds many dangers.
Yep. Yeah.
And this incident is evidence of that. It's very sad to see the daughters of the deceased mourning the loss of their father, and worse still, only being able to recover very little of his remains.
Why'd you have to read that part? No,
three people who took part in the illegal hunt were arrested Wednesday. The suspects appeared in court on Friday on charges of possessing firearms and ammunition without a license and conspiracy to poach and trespassing. You feel bad for his family. But
No, I don't. Their dad was a poacher. I don't feel bad for them.
I do feel bad.
I don't.
The little girl didn't tell her dad, hey, go out and poach rhinos illegally and get killed.
Why did we have to talk about that part? Why did you have to even put that part
in? Because it's a part of the story.
No, you literally ruined the story.
The whole idea is you're calling him a Darwin Award winner, and then you're like, oh, but by the way, be sad about
it. That's a Darwin Award for you.
What are you talking about?
That was a horrible
part of the story.
Yes, you can.
It's a part of the story.
You don't have to read the whole damn thing.
A garbage man who's shooting people.
Yes!
This isn't Paul Harvey.
Do you think I read the whole story on these gossip things? Sure I don't. Oh. I only read the funny parts.
Yeah. Ruin it with facts.
Right! Thank you, Salt. The hell you think this show
You're
is?
You're not a journalist. And if you wrote the story, yeah, you can do that. You just read it. You could have stopped reading at any point.
Made you uncomfortable, I should stop.
Moving forward, I will be editing all your stories. Thank you very much.
You could have literally stopped right after the headline.
I feel bad for his daughter. What can I say? Yeah.
I feel bad for the animals he was going to kill.
Oh, that's
true,
what
I want to say.
Right.
I don't feel bad for anybody.
I feel bad for the show right now. Could have been funny, but now it's like, oh, I don't know how to feel.
I can't laugh anymore.
I'm laughing,
I'm a bad person.
Oh.
I'm like Salt and Sarah.
Yeah. Carson Jeez. Level petty, Salt.
No, that's not petty. There's nothing petty about this.
That's true. It's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There's a school that wants to ban the promposals happening at their school. The faculty has come out and said no promposals at the school, mm-hmm. no promposals on the way to school, no promposals before school, no promposals at the mall.
What about after school?
They didn't say the mall. They said after school property.
I know. I'm exaggerating just a little
bit. Is it because it's taking, like, it's distracting?
I feel like in school I can see it. Like, if it's in the hallways and you're making a big scene of it, or in the classroom, because what if the girl feels uncomfortable and she doesn't want to say yes, or the boy feels uncomfortable? I can see that not being allowed in school. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand taking it away because it might hurt people's feelings. That doesn't make sense.
I think it's dumb. I think it's so dumb. Let the kids have their fun. So what if they want to do a promposal? And I know we didn't really have them growing up. It wasn't like it is now.
No, it makes no sense to me.
But it's just, it's fun. I love seeing when people post the videos. I love kids getting creative. It doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot of money. You can just do something that's original and fun and endearing and loving.
I've never seen anything that's been original in the last 5 years.
It's all the pizza.
Because they did it.
Or things that are remarkably racist. One of the two.
It's weird. They put up a, you know, hey, great. I'm glad you got, you know, a lot of poster board at home and you need to, you know.
Just use
you did all your dioramas already, so you have some extra arts and crafts time.
So what if they
want
to do that, if they're getting into it, why do we want to take that away from them?
Well, if it's in the school and it's causing, you know, it's hard enough to keep the attention of young people, I think, as a teacher.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that. Maybe
bring it
that.
Back a notch, champ.
Nobody really did it in my school. I was just thinking about it.
Was that before?
It's weird because I remember growing up and watching Laguna Beach and them making a huge deal of it. Like, they would make scavenger hunts and all this stuff. So I was so like, stupid. Oh, this is going to happen. And I mean, I always went to prom with like my guy friends, so it was never like this big
different.
Thing. But I don't remember anybody making it this big ordeal in the
old.
I know. Maybe it's me. Is it me?
Yeah, it's you, Anne.
It's me.
Yeah.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. Let's see. Who do I want to? I have somebody here talking about their promposal, I guess, with Croc shoes, Kennedy.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Sheila from Dedham. What do you have for us?
I'm obsessed with the shoes Crocs, you know, that were like in the 2000s really popular. And so.
No.
So he comes to my house and he writes the sign and it says, I would hit Croc bottom if you said no. And then he gave me a pair of Crocs and it was so sweet. Well, we're dating now, so that's cool.
What?
Were they like the Post Malone, like limited edition Crocs?
That's the only time I would say yes.
I mean, and this is coming from me. I will wear Crocs.
Of course.
But I don't care.
Yeah. See, that's adorable.
There's a little difference.
Now she's dating the guy.
It's not to say that they're wrong. It's just at school, and I get that part.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do
stop making a spectacle of yourself. Whatever happened to the old day?
I just got
to. My dad would be like, you don't make a scene. Whatever happened to not making a scene?
I just got a text message, Salt, from our friend Wendy and, you know, Jackson.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of her son and a girl and a sign, a promposal sign that says, it would be fresh if you went to prom with me. And then there's a bunch of Christmas tree car fresheners hung on the sign.
Clever.
Like, that's
very
cute,
clever,
right? Yeah.
Is that the term we're using, clever?
Yeah, it's adorable. Like, it's adorable. Like, that's a memory you have for a long
clever
time.
Clever is like, you know, solving the, you know, mass transit issue here in Boston. That's clever.
Oh, come on.
Sticking a couple of air fresheners on a poster board.
Brianna's from Haverhill. Good morning, Brianna.
That's what that is.
Good morning.
You were twice proposed to for a promposal?
Oh, my God. Yes, and I didn't go with either of them. Oh,
were they weird? Was it like a weird situation? You were like, this is awkward.
Once was a guy that liked me, and I was trying to break it off with him because I felt bad. He didn't want to lead him on,
Annie.
And he asked me in the middle of the cafeteria.
Yeah, see? It puts you in a position. What if you want to say no?
It's like getting you ready for an engagement proposal, you know? And it's like the pressure there, again, if you do it in public.
You got to know that the answer is going to be yes, walking in, or you're totally screwed.
What happened in the second one?
The second one, he asked me in the parking lot of an Olive Garden, and he opened his trunk, and it was a giant chest painted like a Fortnite chest. And I was like, I'm being asked to prom by a 4-year-old. I don't know what to do. And his friend was recording, so I was like, yeah.
But you said no to both of them, right?
Yeah, and then I ended up asking one of my best friend's boyfriends, because another one of our friends was bringing the girl.
Yeah, right.
And they were underclassmen, and they both wanted to go to prom. So I was like, I wrote it out in French fries, and I was like, prom? And he was like, thank you. I don't want my girlfriend at prom without me.
Oh.
You're a good person.
So do you play Fortnite?
But see, here's the thing. They shot their shot, and she said no, and there was no stress about it.
Who's not stressed? Do you think the boy doesn't feel terrible that she said no?
You face rejection once in a while, but it doesn't mean you get rid of them.
This is where the support systems of those two boys failed, because somebody should have stepped in before it got to that point and been like, okay, first of all, have you ever talked to this girl?
She don't like
Secondly,
you.
Secondly, do you know if she plays Fortnite or not?
It's okay
Third,
if they face rejection once in a while.
Do not pop your trunk to a random girl in a parking lot. She's going to think you're stealing her.
And I'm going to remember this in 6 or however many years, when Barrett gets turned down for promposal and he's crying in your arms, then we'll discuss.
I'll be there to console him, Kennedy.
And then just tell him rejection happens, son?
It just happens.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes people say no. Sometimes they say yes.
Oh, my God.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.